Mandy and Jimmy on the station that's going to start paying you to listen starting January 23rd. All right, so if you're having a bad morning, maybe you got pulled over because you're driving a little too fast, you got a ticket, much like my husband yesterday.
Been there, done that. I'm currently taking the traffic school, so I don't get points on my license.
So it sucks. It definitely sucks. But it's, you know what? It's only, you know, temporary. Something better will come along and make you feel better. And
like,
that's what...
Like this.
Yes, just like this. We're going to tell you why today doesn't suck, because there is some good that happens out there. I promise you. Even though you're going through something bad right now, something good will happen. Just keep telling yourself that. Because it happened to this man right here. He's a 30-year-old veteran named Lamar Austin. He recently started a new job as a security guard in New Hampshire. But then he got fired earlier this month for calling in sick when his wife had a baby. I have so many questions on this story, but that's besides the point.
Right. The good
thing is he found a job. His wife went into labor, and they have three other kids. And on December 31st, she went into labor. They had a little baby boy around 8 a.m. on New Year's Day. But while she was still in labor, Lamar got a text from his boss that said, "We're letting you go." Here's the reason why they let him go, because you're like, that's so not right. How could you let somebody go when they're having a baby?
That's messed up.
That is messed up. But he wasn't allowed to miss any shifts in his first 90 days, and they wouldn't even make an exception for him. So, yeah, it's kind of like,
but
it sucks for him. But, I mean, you got to look at it from
what do you suppose? That's when you like, and your boss gets, you get a text from him. That's kind of low. But, like, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to tell your wife, sorry, I can't drive you to the hospital. I can't be there for you. I have to go to my shift.
No, I mean, like, obviously he chose the right thing to do.
If there's an exception to the rule, it's maybe a death in the family or your wife is giving birth to, your child.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Absolutely. But the good news here is he has job offers pouring in, one of which he really, really wants, where he can become an electrician. And that's the one he's going for. And someone started up a fundraising page to raise money for the family. And let me just tell you, they've already got $10,000.
What?
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
So something that could possibly have been really bad because he lost his job when it's supposed to be an extremely happy moment for you.
Yeah.
Turns not so bad and turns good because now he's got several job offers and he's got $10,000 in the bank.
Exactly.
That is why. Today doesn't suck.